24-year-old Jane Kennedy has not come to the beautiful and remote tropical rainforest of Malaysia to go trekking or camping. She has come to build houses.
We've just finished our 8th house, and over the next 3 months, we plan to build 8 more homes. So that's the most that we've done ever.
4 years ago, Jane became interested in doing volunteer work, and a friend mentioned an Orang Asli family who badly needed a new toilet. Orang Asli are the native ethnic group in Malaysia and include several tribes scattered throughout the Malay Peninsula. Located outside of Kuala Lumpur, Kampung Songkok is one of the many Orang Asli villages in the country. The infrastructure in the village is badly underdeveloped. When Jane and her friends visited the village for the first time, they realized that the people there needed more than just a toilet. Many of them live in huts that could collapse anytime. So Jane got more of her friends together and raised funds to first build a house for one of the families. To her surprise, she raised enough money very quickly and more friends volunteered.
What inspires me is when people become active. I have a term, I call them active citizens. When people become active citizens and you see the potential and the amount of impact that this one person can create, essentially that is what inspires me at the end of the day. So when you get all of these individuals to come together, can you imagine the kind of impact that they can create? And I want to be able to get all of these people together so that we can essentially change maybe even the world.
The experience inspired her to go one step further. In late 2009, together with Johnson Oi and Lo John Ming, she founded Epic Collaborative, a platform for young people to explore their own potential while doing something to impact society in a fun and easy way. Shortly after that, they set up Epic Homes to focus on building sustainable houses for the underprivileged Orang Asli community.
The very interesting thing about this project is that for every house we build, we ask the recipients to build with us. And then once that's done, we ask them to go around the village and scout for other people that they think might need a home and build the next home with us as well. So it's kind of a pay it forward concept. A lot of the families that we work with, in the beginning, they're very skeptical. It's a bit of a sensitive issue. They're very skeptical about getting outside help. It's very difficult for them to trust people that they don't know. And a lot of what you say, they believe initially that it's all empty promises, that it's not going to happen. So they don't take you very seriously. But we've seen, after building the homes and after speaking to them and over the few years, because it's been about 2 years now, there's a massive difference in the way that, in their outlook and in their perspective. They're a lot more optimistic. They're a lot more interested in knowing what they can do for their community as well. And I think that's an amazing difference to see in their lives.
Epic Homes has been making steady progress and has even started attracting corporate sponsorship. One of the volunteers tells me why he joined the project.
At the heart of it is that everybody can make a change. We don't need to be so technically skilled. We don't need to be super passionate about it, but we just want to have a heart to make a little bit of difference.
Jane has since left her job as an advertising executive in Kuala Lumpur to work full-time with the project. It was a difficult decision at first, but now she's glad she did it.
Well, I mean, it's certainly a challenge. I'm not going to lie. It really is a challenge, but it's so much more exciting, I think, to be able to go on this path and to do something that nobody else is doing. To be in the advertising industry and to work on these multi-million dollar deals, which really just want to entice you into buying more products, it wasn't very fulfilling at the end of the day. But to be able to work on a small house building project for a family of four, and to know that what we are giving them today is going to be with them for their entire life, I think that far outweighs the corporate benefits.
And by not only giving back herself, but by encouraging others to do the same, Jane has started something that will continue to have an even larger impact across Malaysia. Subir Cheselia for DW in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.